Stephen, you must be sick to death at Bury. Another draw against them. We can't score against them at the moment.
I know, yeah. We played them enough times this year to know what they're all about and what to expect. We knew it was going to be a tough game today, and you know, I thought we were strong out there. We showed a good spirit, showed good discipline and shape about us. Had a couple of chances there as well. We had a clean sheet away from home, which you're happy with, and we'll take the positives.
Yeah, I've got to say, it's hard to assess. Is it a good point in the grand scheme and against a team who are decent at home? You probably have to say yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. I think they've got a good home record, yeah. We know they've got a good squad, and off the back of the defeat midweek, we knew that we had to respond, and I think we did with the performance. Obviously, it would have been nice to get 3 points, but wasn't to be. But we'll take the points, and as I mentioned before, we'll take the positives from the game. You know, we never. It's always good to get a clean sheet away from home, gives you something to build on. So, you know, hopefully, we can take that into midweek now.
Have the players been looking in the mirror this week? There was a lot of people saying, you know, no need to look at themselves after that defeat against Colchester. These things do happen, but they were determined to put it right today.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we were all bitterly disappointed midweek. It wasn't us, wasn't what we've been about, especially the last few months of the season, I think, as well. So it was important that we got back to doing what we do well, proper Bradford City performance, and I think we showed that today. You know, it's important that we take the confidence from today, you know, into midweek, and it's a big game for us.
Did you get the pat on the back from the manager today? Because he was talking about their left side being their major threat today, so he must have been pleased with you.
Yeah, obviously, it's we know what threats they pose, you know, but it's not just me. It's you know, I've obviously got Mac in front of me, I've got Raza next to me, it's a team effort. So you know, not just myself. It requires everyone to be on it, and everyone was on it today. I think we showed that with the clean sheet, and we've got to take that into midweek now.
How's Rory McArdle?
To be fair, I'm not too sure. I think he's.
Did you see what happened down there? Looks like he got his ankle tapped. And he went to ground.
I think so, yeah. But I think it might be his shoulder. But hopefully
Roz is,
Hopefully Roz is alright for midweek. But obviously he'll be assessed over the next couple of days.
You knew he was injured when he's still on the ground. I would have thought.
Yeah, obviously Rory's not one to stay down. He's a hard man, is Roz. So you know, a bit worried when the likes of Rory stays down. But you know, hopefully he's alright.
Yeah, and Tuesday, massive game. Does it put a bit more pressure on us? Because obviously a defeat and then a draw. We've got to get back to winning ways, haven't we?
I wouldn't say more pressure, because we put that pressure on ourselves to do well. You know, we wanted to achieve as a group of players. We put that pressure on ourselves to perform. We didn't in the last home game. So we know that you know, we need to come out Tuesday night, and on the back of a good point away from home, you know, we need a big performance midweek.
If we can get four points out of the next, obviously Doncaster got beat again today and they're struggling big time, Stephen. You know, hopefully if we can get 4 points, or even six ideally, from the next two home games, that'd be massive, wouldn't it? I mean, when you look at Tuesday as well, if we can beat them, it'd be a massive boost for everybody, and then for the game on Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. As you say, a couple of home games now coming up. You know, we've got to use that to our advantage. But you know, between now and the end of the season, I'm sure that there'll still be more twists and turns. And you know, as you can see, it's so tight up there at the moment that we've just got to concentrate on ourselves, and you know, everything else will take care of itself. So, as you say, two home games coming up, got to take advantage of that. So we've just got to keep doing what we've been doing, especially today.
Yeah, you want to check the tables, because it seems after every game teams are losing who should be winning, and teams who are winning are losing, and it's a real roller coaster, isn't it, at the moment in this league?
It is. You know, everyone's beating everyone at the moment, and I'm sure a lot of the teams in and around us, we've all still got to play each other. So as I said, there'll be plenty more twists and turns between now and the end of the season, but we've just got to make sure that we take care of our own business.